So this is Cranesville Swamp. Cranesville Swamp Preserve encompasses about 1,800 acres that the Nature Conservancy owns, straddling the Maryland-West Virginia border. It's in Garrett County, Maryland, and Preston County, West Virginia. Total conservancy protection is roughly 2,000 acres. So there's some other parts of the preserve that are not owned directly by the Nature Conservancy, but they have easements or other agreements with landowners. And we call it Cranesville Swamp. A swamp is technically a wetland dominated by woody vegetation, either trees or shrubs. But the reality is that it's really Cranesville wetland complex. So what we mean by a wetland complex is you have all sorts of different kinds of wetlands. You have swamps, shrub swamps, dominated by shrubs, other wetland areas dominated by trees, so forested swamps. You have some areas of marsh, which are dominated by emergent herbaceous vegetation, so vegetation that's rooted below the surface of the water and comes up above the surface of the water. You have other wetlands that are called sedge meadows or wet meadows, where the soil is wet or saturated much of the year, but you have all this grass-like vegetation growing there. You also have bogs, and bogs are wetlands characterized by an accumulation of undecomposed organic matter that we call peat. And bogs are typically acidic, so they're dominated by sphagnum. And when we get out to the boardwalk passes over a bog, and that's kind of what everybody thinks about when they come to Cranesville Swamp. When you sit here in the parking lot and you look around and you look at the trees, probably anywhere in our region, you see black cherry, red maple, and you see black locust, and it really doesn't seem like it's a big deal. But if you know what you're looking for, right at the start of the trail that leads out from the back of the parking lot, you can see an American mountain ash. And it's got these compound leaves, kind of feather compound leaves, like a walnut does or a hickory does. And they're fairly small and numerous with fine teeth. And American mountain ash is a tree that you think of more commonly up north. So why is it here? The answer to that question is kind of what makes Cranesville Swamp special. Here in Garrett County, Maryland, and in Preston County, West Virginia, we're in the highest part of our region. We're in the Allegheny or Appalachian Plateau. It's the most elevated part of our region. In Maryland, the highest elevation is about 3,360 feet. You go south into West Virginia to Spruce Knob and you get around 4,860 some feet. So it's the highest part of our region. And obviously as you go higher in elevation, you get cooler. So this is the coolest part of our region. It is also the wettest part of our region, wetter than the eastern shore. Here in the western half of Garrett County, our average annual precipitation is somewhere between 45 and 50 inches annually. So, coming out here, it's cooler and wetter than any place else. But when you come to Cranesville Swamp, you encounter plants and animals that you don't encounter everywhere in the local area. So why is that? Well, as you drive into Cranesville Swamp, you notice that you're actually in a bowl, kind of. You're surrounded by hills on all sides. And this is not particularly high out here. The level of swamp, you're roughly 2,500 feet, and you're surrounded by higher hills. But because you're surrounded by higher hills, that means that precipitation drains off those hills into this relatively flat valley and kind of sits and spreads out. So Cranesville Swamp is wetter than the surrounding landscape. The other deal is that Cranesville Swamp isn't really cooler than the surrounding landscape, but has a shorter growing season. Cranesville Swamp, like a lot of similar wetlands, including wetlands that the Nature Conservancy protects in this area, is considered to be a frost pocket. What that means is, on cool, clear nights, as the air cools and the surface of the land cools, heat radiates away from the surface of the earth, and as air cools, it becomes denser, and this cooler air kind of sinks into the lowest places in the landscape, including here at Cranesville. So that means you get frosts later in the spring and earlier in the fall here than you do in the surrounding hillsides, and that prevents some plants that might dominate the site from becoming dominant and gives plants adapted to shorter growing seasons the opportunity to continue to grow here.